Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Tes Vav on Masechtas Nazir. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha regarding Harenei Nazir L'Kshieli Ben, the Nazir Meiyam, a person who states, I take on to be a Nazir if I have a son, and to be a Nazir for 100 days. If Neilu Loi Ben Ad Shivim Loi Hifsid Klum, if he fulfilled 70 days or less of Nazir Shaloi and then a son was born, the next 30 days account for both Nazir Shaloi and Nazir's Benai, and both Nazirois are completed at 100 days. However, La'achar Shivim Seiser, if he fulfilled more than 70 days of Nazir Shaloi and then his son was born, the next 30 days cannot account for both. Rav's halacha that Yom Shivim Oyl Lekan Ulekan, if a son was born on the 70th day, then the day is split into two, in which the first part of the day accounts for the 70th day of Nazir Shaloi, and the second part accounts for both the first day of Nazir's Benoi and the 71st day of Nazir Shaloi. The Machlokes Abishol v'Chachamim whether the concept of Miktzis Hayim Kukuloi applies to Avelis, in which Yom Tov would cancel Gezeirah Shleishim after the 7th day. The Machlokes Rabbi Yosi v'Chachamim whether the concept of Miktzis Hayim Kukuloi applies to a Zava, in which she is exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni if she becomes Tamei after Pesach Rishon. The explanations as to how a woman becomes a Zava Gedayla according to Rabbi Yosi. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Tumas Zava. If a woman emits Ziva once, she is considered a Zava Ketana, in which she becomes Tamei, and Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom, she must observe the next day to ensure that there is no Ziva. If there was no Ziva on that day, she must be Tevel B'Mikvah and then becomes Tahira. If there was a Ziva on the second day, then as before, Shemer Siyam Keneged Yom. However, if there was a Ziva on the third consecutive day, she's considered a Zava G'dayla, in which she is Tzricha Limnei Zayin Nikiyim, she must observe 7 clean days to ensure that there was no Ziva, and afterwards she is Tevel B'Mikvah and is obligated in Karbonis. Tumas Zav, if a man emits Ziva once, he becomes Tamei for 1 day, in which he must be Tevel B'Mikvah. If he sees Ziva twice, he becomes Tamei in which Tzarech Limnei Zayin Nikiyim, and afterward he is Tevel B'Mikvah. If he sees Ziva 3 times, then Tzarech Limnei Zayin Nikiyim, and afterwards he is Tevel B'Mikvah, and he is obligated in Karbonis.